Page 98.
The Widow's Treasure. The Past. It was February 1717. An English ship called the Widow was sailing from Africa to Jamaica. It was carrying a treasure of gold, silver, and jewellery. Captain Samuel Bellamy, Black Sam, a famous pirate, heard about this ship. He already had more than 50 ships, but he also wanted the Widow and its fortune. Bellamy and his men went after the Widow, and they captured it. In April, with 130 sailors and 16 prisoners, Bellamy was sailing the Widow north along the Atlantic coast of America. All the treasure from his other ships was also on the Widow. On the night of April the 26th, there was a terrible storm. The Widow went down off the coast of Cape Cod. The ship and its treasure sank to the bottom of the sea. Bellamy and his men drowned. There were only two survivors. The present. For more than 250 years, people on Cape Cod have talked about the Widow and its treasure. What happened to it? Divers looked for the ship, but there were many ships under the sea. How would they know if they found the Widow? In 1985, they got their answer. Barry Clifford and his team of divers discovered the Widow and its treasure. Clifford grew up on Cape Cod and heard lots of stories about the pirate ship. In 1982, Clifford went out with a team of divers to look for the ship. It wasn't easy. Everything under the sea was covered with sand. 2 years later, in 1984, they found three cannons and a coin, dated 1688. This was exciting news, but more exciting news was to come. In 1985, they found a bell with the words, "The Widow Galley, 1716. The Widow became the first real pirate ship ever found under the sea. Since then, Clifford and his divers have brought up more than 100,000 objects from the ship. Silver coins, gold, jewellery, and other things that pirates used, like plates, clothes, and shoes. "I believe with all my heart," said Clifford, "that most of the treasure is still out there."